Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Senator Lisa Murkowski isn't ready to say yet how she'll vote on President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. The senator, who might cast the decisive vote on the lifetime appointment, hosted a telephonic event Monday which yielded one-sided input. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
The Senate schedule will keep Murkowski in D.C. most of August, so she experimented with a new way to reach her constituents, an online and telephonic town hall. Hundreds of people took part. A dozen got to ask questions. And a funny thing happened. Alaska is a red state, but not one person asked her to vote for Kavanaugh.
Why should Donald Trump be allowed to appoint a Supreme Court justice at this time?
Concerned about Judge Kavanaugh's approach.
I'm concerned about Judge Kavanaugh's support for the
Concerns about judicial nominee of Kavanaugh. I'm very, very much concerned about Roe v. Wade.
Murkowski told them she heard their concerns.
And know that I, too, do not want to turn back the clock when it comes to women's reproductive rights. I do not want to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
There's no reason to believe this was a representative sample of Alaskans. The pool was a self-selected group that chose to spend an hour on the line with their U.S. senator. But the Alaskans who got to ask questions were chosen more or less randomly from that pool. They were not screened by subject matter. At the Capitol the next day, Murkowski said the hundreds of listeners likely represented a range of views, but it was striking to her that most, if not all, of the dozen who asked questions were opposed to the president's agenda.
I don't know why. Perhaps it's, you know, if you are worried or concerned about something, you are more apt to weigh in publicly.
What Murkowski thinks of Kavanaugh matters. She's one of the few moderate Republicans who sometimes bucks her party. If she and all the Democrats vote no, it would sink the nomination. Still, Alaska conservatives aren't too worried. So says conservative talk show host Dave Stearin. Stearin says most of his conservative callers voted for Trump because of his potential Supreme Court picks. But Murkowski's lack of an announced position isn't ruffling their feathers.
I don't think they have a sense that she's terribly opposed to him.
Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he's not hearing a ton of concern about Murkowski's vote on Kavanaugh either.
But if she turns down a nominee solely because of one political issue, I think that would be very difficult for most Republicans to accept.
Murkowski says she's reading all of Brett Kavanaugh's decisions and speeches to prepare for her meeting with him, so she can form her own opinion. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly meets tonight with an agenda focused on ballot measures which, if approved, would raise taxes to cover building repairs and upgrades. The panel is reconvening after running short on time at its regular meeting last Thursday. Tonight's agenda includes a mayor-proposed over $60 million bond package to cover the cost of several major projects, including school repairs and replacement of the borough animal shelter. There are also separate proposals that could be on the October 2nd ballot up for public comment and assembly debate tonight. The measures propose raising taxes to pay for repair of the Mary Sia Recreation Center and other borough buildings. The Tanana Chiefs Conference is bringing regional tribal representatives together for an annual education summit. As KUAC's Robin reports, the two-day event at the David Salmon Tribal Hall in Fairbanks is focused on language revitalization.
Edward Alexander is the Education Program Manager for Tanana Chiefs Conference. He designed the summit to establish working groups for each of the 10 native languages in Alaska's interior, and he wants participants to have the resources to take the next steps. The focus on native languages is a response to tribes repeatedly passing resolutions, calling it a high priority. The summit will showcase the linguistic diversity of Alaska's interior. Otna, Dena'ina, Upper Kuskokwim, Koyukon, Upper and Lower Tanana, and Gwich'in, to name some. A workshop-type format will help get groups started, and some sessions will demonstrate successful programs.
If those working groups feel empowered about forming child care centers, preschools, other kinds of tools that can be utilized for language revitalization, if people feel empowered, I think we will have had a successful summit.
Hsien Lai Peter is an expert in language mentoring. She just completed her PhD and will make a presentation on how students can learn from mentors, as well as how to get the support they need for learning one's ancestral language. The agenda also includes sessions on strategic planning and writing grant proposals for language programs. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The new month is bringing a weather shift. National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Bartus says a high-pressure ridge that brought hot, dry weather over the last 2 weeks is being pushed out by a system from the Bering Sea.
We'll see a shift to the more wetter, cooler pattern that we have a tendency to see in August here in the interior.
Bartus says that means 70-degree highs in the Fairbanks area with showers.
For the interior, right now, just looking at some scattered showers with what we've got coming in.
Bartus says the heaviest showers are forecast to be over the weekend. I'm Dan Bross.